take that as a yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. I'm your host, B Souls. What's good, y'all? Rudy, this is for the thumbnail. What up? We got my co-host with me. We got Damo right there, top right, you know what I'm saying? Justin, bottom right.
Bottom right.
Oh, shit, man. The boys are back. Let me get my gunshots in, man. What's good? Sub chat. All right, let me do my shout outs real quick. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Shout out to Twitch, you know what I'm saying? Sub chat in the building. Shout out to my iTunes people, Spotify people, and the new Patreon people, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple patrons already. Things are going good over there, especially since we just literally set it up 3 days ago. You know, if you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star. It helps us in the algorithm. Spotify, I really don't know how to... Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
there's no rating on... You can follow. I think that's it.
Yeah, you can follow on Spotify. Twitch, follow us. Subscribe to us. Y'all know what to do, man, but the boys are back. The boys are back. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of topics to talk about today. Curated by the one and only Alex Werdu, producer Werdu. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into that, what's up, fellas? How've y'all been?
Not much, man. Been good.
Justin?
Been a long day. Wednesdays are always the longest days for your boy.
How come?
Because I have a class from 6 to 9.
Does it usually
absolute snooze fest?
Does it usually go all the way to 9, or is it like a lab?
Actually, I got out at 8:50 today, so
okay.
10 minutes. No.
is it a lab or is it an actual class?
It's a class. It's a straight lecture. He gives us like a 2 hours in. He lets us get like a 10-minute break.
What the fuck?
Then, just another hour.
Is it a once a week type shit? Like for that one class?
You would think, but no. There's a 2-hour class on Monday and then a 3-hour class on Wednesday.
What is this class?
it's a photojournalism class. And I'm not a photojournalism major.
you need a 3-hour lecture on photo.
But
yeah, that's insane.
It's a class specifically designed for like these photojournalism kids to be able to like make websites so they can like post their photojournalism business, which is tough for me because in the assignments he'll be like, put your photos in here, put some of your latest work. And I'm like,
bro, just post for the camera right now. I'll have Rudy edit some. You know what I'm saying?
No, he specifically said it cannot be photos of you. It has to be photos you've taken of other
shit, take a picture of me right now, you know what I'm saying? It's a $2,000 camera.
I put a picture of my dog that I took on my iPhone.
There you go, man. There you go.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy class. It's just a snooze.
Yeah, Wednesdays, especially this one, was long for me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Bro, I haven't even been active in the chat at all today. So, essentially, yeah. I picked up my girl, you know what I'm saying, cleared out the rest of the week so we can hang out. So I've been doing homework all day. Drove to Emma to pick her up. Drove her back. It's like an hour and a half one way.
In the room? What's good, Bree?
Bree is not in the room. She's actually chilling outside. You know what I'm saying? She respects the craft. Shout out, my girl.
She respects the craft.
Yeah. But Wednesdays usually, like class-wise, is actually light for me. I only have one class. But today was tough. Like, I literally got back 9:40, and then I texted y'all, started the stream, and I'm here. Fresh off the car.
And we're back.
Dedicated. We're dedicated. But yeah, man. Got a couple topics to talk about today. Once again, curated by the great Alex Werdu. Justin looking like a model right now.
I'm like, J.Crew model.
I gotta put my glasses on so y'all can't tell I'm sleeping.
Casey Neistat head ass, bro. This dude right here. Look.
I wish I was as good looking as Casey Neistat.
I don't know if he's good looking, but all right. Anyways,
what Casey Neistat?
So we started this pod. When did we start this pod? Like what month? June. July?
June. April, June.
Time's passed, bro.
Well, May, June. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the summer, 2020, in the middle of a pandemic. I think literally our first episode that went up on YouTube was it was about the police brutality shit, bro. That was our second episode.
Oh, shit.
Like,
what a way to start.
What a way to start, bro. What a way to start.
In the midst.
So, my question to y'all is, how has this pod, if at all, like, changed your lives in any way? Because a lot of shit has happened, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my life is so much different now.
Justin, elaborate, bro.
I got a camera. I got a microphone. I got a desk. I'm not in my garage anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not recording on top of a surfboard.
That's crazy. I remember that.
With my laptop. It was two, like, what the fuck are they called? Like, sawhorses you put, like, to saw shit on.
Yeah.
And, like, a surfboard laid across them. And then this, my laptop plugged into the garage outlet with all the doors closed.
In the summer, too, bro.
In the summer.
This man was dedicated, bro. Shout out Justin, man.
Started from the bottom.
Really, like, dead ass, because, and I honestly appreciate that, because, like, this was the first time you've ever done anything like this, you know what I'm saying? So you showed up every week.
Small beginnings.
Yeah, because what a lot of, like, beginners have trouble with is just staying consistent. That's the biggest thing. Like, they'll have, like, 1 week of just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do all of this shit, plan all this shit out. And then 2 weeks into the plan, I mean,
exactly.
same as well. But, you know, 2 weeks into the plan, they're like, I'll take this day off. And then that just
once
snowballs.
You take 1 day off, you take 2 days off, you take a week off, you quit.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. I've had to work out too many times. I know the vibe.
I've tried to work out too many times.
Yeah, that's I gotta get back in.
Working
bro.
Out's not for me.
Gotta watch these fitness videos, get my algorithm right. Instead of these cooking tutorials.
You gotta watch the fitness videos so they just pump it down your feed. That's all you can get.
Is it just me or does every fit dude have like the same accent? Like, is that just me?
What do you mean?
It's like, what's up,
like
bro?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
How many? What's your macros looking like, bro? Like, is that just me? Like, every fit dude just sounds
no,
the same.
No, it's not just you.
So you're saying every fit dude sounds like every fit dude sounds like a frat bro to you?
Yes, I'm gonna be honest. Am I bugging, Dom? Am I bugging on that analysis?
No, you're not. No, you're not, bro. Like I said, they sound like Brucey from GTA 4. Like they're just pumped up on energy and PDs.
You have to have high energy to be jacked. They gotta be in the lab all day.
Yeah.
The way I usually work is I go super hard for like a few days. I'll do like 2 hours a day. Week two comes around, everything's sore. I'm like, yo, I need to take a day off. And then the next day I'm like, I don't feel any better. Maybe I need to take 2 days off. Maybe I need to take this week off. Then I forget about it. Then I go, oh shit, what happened to working out?
Dude, honestly, the thing about working out with me is like I feel great after the workout, but it's just starting, bro. I'm like, ugh. I gotta put my shoes on.
What I do is I do it at my house.
I gotta put my shoes on.
The way I think about it is if I can't consistently do it at my own house, I shouldn't be paying for a gym membership. Because if I can't even put the effort to do, you know, 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, 20 pull-ups, if I can't even do that, I shouldn't be paying for a gym membership because I'm not going to be able to drive all the way there, drive all the way back in all my sweat.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I think it's different. If you're paying for a gym membership, it's like, all right, I'm coming out of pocket to pay for this. I'm going to use this experience. That's kind of the sense of if you're paying for a gym membership. My problem is, one, you know, when I was a kid, I was really into sports and shit like that. So my childhood was filled with, you know, working out and staying in shape. So when I finally got the freedom to, like, decide myself.
You sound like you just went down memory lane. He said, oh.
Bro, it was so
in shape.
So, bro, all the mornings my dad would take me to go to the fucking Planet Fitness and go to 24-hour fitness to play fucking basketball against 30-year-old men at 4 in the morning because, oh, high school kids aren't doing it. Oh my fucking God. Like, yeah,
they're not.
It's different for me. They're not, but it's like, was it worth it? No. Like, none of it was worth it. But for me, working out is cool. I just can't work out by myself. Like, I got to have somebody else to work out with. I'm a competitive person.
Oh, yeah.
And I got, like, ADHD. So I get real off, like, my mind will start roaming, and I get real disinterested real fast when I'm working out by myself. If I'm working out with somebody, got somebody to feed off of, all right, nigga, you did 5 reps, I'm about to do 6. You did 7, I'm going to do
8. Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I'm that type of person. So I do that when I work out. I learned that from an early age.
Dude. I just don't want to look like a wimp in front of my homies, so I always finish my reps if I'm with someone. If no one's there, I mean, yeah, I did 10. I did 10 reps. Like, no,
I'm about to say, me, Justin, and Tim went to the beach. These motherfuckers had a push-up off. So I had to show out a little bit, you know what I'm saying, do my 10. Yes. And I went to 11. I went to 11, you know what I'm saying?
The handstand competition, bro, nobody could top me.
Yeah, I could barely do a push-up. Like, why the fuck would I do it? This dude right here, I'm like, bro, I'm here to chill at the beach. These motherfuckers doing push-ups.
We're getting
chased. I didn't sign up for this.
This summer, I was working out pretty nice. Yo, I remember that 2 months where I worked out.
Remember that bad sunburn you had, bro?
Bro, I'm a very white dude.
Bro, this man looked like Mr. Krabs once he got back to his crib, bro.
I'm a very Jesus white dude, Christ. But I always forget to put lotion on. And it is what it is.
We went to the beach and no one brought sunscreen. My girl brought fucking tanning lotion. And they thought, oh, it's lotion. It must be the same thing. Puts it on and it didn't work out.
We were there for like 4 or 5 hours. We put on like SPF 1.5 right at the beginning. And then immediately went in the water and washed it all off. And then I fell asleep for like 2 hours face down. In the sand, so my whole back was red when I got home.
Yeah, that was AIDS, bro.
And I never learned. I never learned.
He still hasn't. He still hasn't.
I'm gonna do it next summer and the summer after. I'm gonna burn myself.
This dude right here.
No cap. I think I've never had to put on fucking sunscreen, like suntan lotion. Like, I've never had to deal with that. That's crazy.
To the beach.
Dude, even that day, Justin got that badass umbrella. I didn't put anything on, and nothing happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I don't know. There's just something about not being Caucasian, I guess.
As he drinks,
I used to have a really, really dark-skinned friend in middle school, and he was like fascinated by sunburns. I had a sunburn once. I don't think he had ever had one in his life. He's like, "How does it feel like? Like, what does it hurt?" And I was like, "Bro, it's like." It's like you got burned, but the sun did it. Like, it's the same. He was just fascinated.
This dude right here, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's the struggle.
Dom, so going back to the pod question, you had a reaction. I'm saying when I asked the question, can you elaborate on how your life just in general has changed? You know, what I'm saying it doesn't have to be pod related, but. You know,
well, life changes. Technically, ain't shit changed. I'm doing the same shit I've been doing. Just working and out here faking being an adult. Honestly, that's about it. I feel like I'm still a kid faking it out here in this adult world. This shit is not fair nor fun. But pod related wise, like, how's my life changed? I guess like through the field of what I want to pursue in life, man. I've like met so many people, conversated with so many people. Like Hokage made a video about me. Life. What's the future mean? Well, life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good, man. Like,
oh yeah, we were in a room when I saw that too, because someone put it in the chat, and I had to pause the room because I'm like, yo, Dom, you just made a video, like with you as a essentially the title. And this man, Dom, literally goes,
And then just leaves.
And then he mutes
like,
himself.
Another word. I'm like, nah, no, he didn't. And I look, I'm like, I had to mute.
Yeah,
like,
so what was that? What was that feeling like, bro? What was that feeling like when you know?
Bro, you remember when he, like, as soon as he left the Discord? The reaction I had,
Yeah.
It was like that times like five. So that's the feeling. That if I had to put words on it, it was that moment times five. Crazy as fuck. It was just some shit like, you know, some things you felt like you would never see in life.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Like, that's one of the things. And it's funny because as soon as I seen the video, I hit my friend up, the same friend that I hit up when he banned me. I hit him up because we both said, because he's fucking banned too. And we both said when we were younger, yo, one day we're going to get this nigga to talk about. Like, we're going to talk to him about banning us one day. And that nigga was like, it's just his turn now. And I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you about to do the shit, but nigga, good luck. I held up my end of the fucking bargain. It's just shit like that. Like, to manifest some shit is just surreal. Like, really surreal.
Yeah, and honestly, it just kind of humbled me, like, this whole pod on, like, where I am, where I am with my, like, creator journey. Like, I'm having people that I've looked up to come to my pod, our pod, you know what I'm saying? Our pod, be a guest, take the time out of their day, you know what I'm saying, just to chill with us and talk about really anything and just be unhinged and laid back. Like, again, like, even, like, you know, me and Dom2K are in the same, like, inner circles now. But Dom2K was, like, when I started, I was looking up to him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was looking up to his videos, his craft, his work, and I'm like, all right, like, these videos are really cool. I want to be in that lane. I was inspired by it. And now I'm in the, you know, I can just hit up Dom2K in the DMs. Spoiler alert, I'm going to be on the Domcast next week, you know what I'm saying? Saturday we're recording. The Domcast, you know what I'm saying? That's a Let's Keep It A Buck exclusive. Even guys like...
In the locker room, does he record it in there, or is that...
That's just his room, like his room name.
Just like how we have our room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm. But yeah, like Dom... like Low, like especially like how busy Low is now. Like he took time out of his day to be one of our first guests. I've met like people that I honestly wasn't too familiar. Like DKM, bro, I didn't before Wordu brought him onto the pod. I'm like, who is DKM? And now he's been on the.
He's so funny.
He's so funny, bro. DKM
is one of my homies, bro. That is definitely one of the homies, bro. It's so many for me. Like it's so many niggas, and I'm gonna keep it hot. Like I'm gonna keep it. A whole, but I have met so many people, and it's because of fucking manager Wordu with that, just DMing niggas. I never, bro, some of these people we've had on the pod, I have not heard of them at all. Literally one conversation, and these niggas is like legit people that I can talk to genuinely any fucking time and just hold a genuine conversation and literally not know them prior to, okay, he's in the Discord, are you about to record, all right, cool. And then we go from there. Like, shit is like crazy. And how Bezos was saying, like, he met, like, damn, being in like the similar lane. I'm just a regular chat person. Like people, I want y'all to know, without Bezos, I am a person in the Twitch chat that's not subbed. I'm not even a nigga allowed to type. Like, I'm not even, I'm that low. Like, I'm just,
it's the rain.
Like, I am just a chat nigga, bro. I have met so many different creators that I looked up to, talked to. Fucking Kenny wished me happy birthday. I almost lost it.
Yeah, that was real good. Shout out to Kenny, man. Through the wire crew. Bro,
that shit was crazy. Fucking on locker room, Don DM me, thanking me for coming to the room. I'm like, nigga, I was just there. Okay. Shit, thank you, nigga. What the fuck? Like, this is so much little shit. This is like, I just cherish because it's like, bro, this shit is so crazy to me. So, everybody on locker room, like literally the whole locker room experience is nothing without this pod for me. Like, that shit doesn't happen if this pod isn't a thing. Everybody I met on locker room, like that has all the ventures that they had. Like, this is crazy how many doors have opened up because of this podcast and because where do DM people?
Yeah. Like, even like when we had iPod on. Like, bro, I remember being 12 years old watching his videos. You know what I'm saying? Now he's on the pod, chilling it, talking it with us, giving us advice on how to navigate YouTube, you know, podcast streaming and shit. The inner works of the our favorite game that he's, you know, like have like serious connects with Stacks Montana. Shout out to Stacks, TBH, obviously. Like guys like Kenny have come on here, Click. You know what I'm saying? It's just, okay, so the pod to me is doing exactly what I intended it to be. and that is to bring the NBA community together in some way, shape, or form. Because before this pod, I feel like the NBA community, and rightfully so, it wasn't – everyone just stayed in their lane. Everyone just stayed in their lane. I have my own opinions. I'm going to put it out on YouTube. I have my own fan base. That's cool. And that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's really hard to collab in this community because everyone has their own opinion. Like, how are you going to collab on a video if you two have, like, two different opinions? And there have been collabs in the past that we've tried. I've tried a lot myself. The NBA Awards show. The NBA YouTube Awards show. What else? I did one with MDJ. I did one with SDC when I started. Like, I've always been big on the community aspect of the NBA YouTube game. But this pod specifically, bro, like, we're actually, you know what I'm saying? We're actually doing it. But yeah, man, that's one thing I'm very proud of, this pod. Now, in that process, we have come off like we dislike certain people in the community. But, you know, we have talked to those people personally. It's all love now. You know what I'm saying? And we kind of we all agreed. I'm like, yo, let's just do this shit together. You know what I'm saying? But
yep, 100% agree. Except for you, Alfredo. You still a bum ass nigga.
Except for Alfredo. Yes. Pretty boy Fredo, bro. That's crazy. So my question to y'all is, at the peak of this pod, what do y'all envision this pod being
in the future?
Like a typical pod, you know what I'm saying? Not like our best pod. Like, what's at the peak of our powers? What's our points per game type shit? Like, what's are we all in the same room vibing, kicking it?
28.
Like, what's
this man Justin about to give real stats. 28 points a game?
No, I'm just talking about the setting. Like, you know, right now we're all virtual on Discord and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so what do y'all envision the pod being if everything goes well?
We'll have the best Wi-Fi in the land.
Just gonna have Google
Play. We'll all be in 4K HD. Crystal clear microphones.
Justin just wants the best virtual pod.
This man Justin's like, we're doing exactly what we're doing now with better equipment. That's the best thing in the world.
If it ain't broke, man.
Us at the peak of our powers, I told you, let's keep it a buck. Cul-de-sac, we have the Let's Keep It a Buck Studios. You go to record.
The hood. He still wants to do the hood.
I want the whole cul-de-sac, bro. Everybody got a house on the cul-de-sac, on the block. Just nice and fun. We don't live together, but we live in the same vicinity. You know, we all head out at the same time. Carpool. So let's keep it a buck studios.
I got
the show. You know, everybody's clouded up.
Bro, we ain't got to drive to the studio. If we have our own street, we're going to have the studio right there on the street with us.
It's going to be the middle of the cul-de-sac, bro.
Yeah, in the middle.
Doing that shit in our garages. Paying homage to Justin.
We still.
Everybody just open up the garage doors looking and waving.
What's up, y'all?
You ready to start? Hey, y'all ready?
If we have our own street, we got to have a basketball court on there.
That's a, yo, imagine just doing a pod in the middle of a cul-de-sac and random ass kids are just playing basketball in the back, bro.
No, not random ass people, like big name.
Our patrons had a
balling in the back.
Our patrons. Fucking cool, bro, and Jay Burt in the background shooting.
Yo, ISO.
Oh, man.
That'd be crazy, bro.
That's the dream. We'll see.
On a serious note, though, ideally, peak of our powers, I want us all to be at least in the same city. You know what I'm saying? Again, what city is that? I don't know yet, because me and Dom have been having this conversation about Georgia versus Florida, which we can get into on this pod. But, like, just us three in the same vicinity, we can go to someone's house, do the pod twice a week. You know what I'm saying? Have multiple cameras type shit. Get the set right, you know what I'm saying? Have a producer on board. Just some vibe shit, bro. Some vibe shit. Because this virtual shit is
like
fun. But I feel like
Rusty Buckets type set.
I feel like the conversations we're having would be so much better if we were actually all in person.
Face to face.
Like, I'm being dead ass.
So instead of Instead of just staring at the camera at people, he's just staring at us. I feel it.
No, because I'm being serious. That, like, conversations with your homies, like, in real life are different than just virtual conversations.
They are different.
Very different.
Like, Justin, I remember me, you, and Tim that one summer. It was like a couple months ago. We literally stayed up until 3 a.m. talking about the dumbest shit. The dumbest shit, bro. We went from, like, girls to porn to 2K to graphics cards, back to girls, back to basketball, and we just had Live PD in the back, bro. Like,
Live PD. Rest in peace, Live PD.
Shout out Live PD, bro.
I can't believe they canceled that.
Yeah, man, but that's my hypothetical for all of us.
That's your hypothetical peak of powers.
Yeah, but if y'all want to talk about this hypothetical state, I mean, that's one thing I've been talking about.
Listen, I think we have to debate the city right now.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Listen. Georgia's cool. Georgia's cool. Florida's cool. The only thing that separates Florida and Georgia, and B-Souls knows this, that's why he's shaking his head now, is them fucking dinosaurs that roam free in Florida. I'm sorry. I cannot... If we have a keep it a buck cul-de-sac, can you imagine how fucked up it'd be? You just come home, and I'm just like, hey, B-Souls, I don't know if you noticed, but there's an alligator opening your door. Like, that's not a phone call you want. Like, them niggas open doors. That is not safe.
Now, going back to the conversation, we had the other day, friend of the show said he got robbed twice in Atlanta. So would you rather be robbed twice or just call animal control?
Bro, if you're getting robbed in Atlanta.
I'm just not moving to Atlanta. If I go to Georgia, I'm going to the outskirts. I'm not going to... You don't go to the major... Well, you do if you got the money for it. I wouldn't go to just the Mecca city of going to Georgia. Nah, that's too many niggas there. That's too many colored folk. I want to be by the white people. That's where I feel safe. White people ain't breaking into your cars. This man I'll just feel safe. Yeah.
But why can't you just go to this dude right?
So, oh my god! The 6'5", 250-pound man says he doesn't feel safe. Bro, ain't nobody fighting you. Nobody's gonna jump you.
Exactly. Nobody's fighting me. No one's. I am getting shot. That's why I don't. Nah, I'm good. Yeah, exactly. See,
well, say, and I got a bat. Y'all are 6 foot tall, bro. I'm 6 foot and over. I'm 5'8", bro.
Hey, you'll get there.
B-Souls walking you'll behind us like you little Uzi with security.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I feel like if Florida, you can say the same thing. Like, you can just go to a area of the state with no alligators. I don't think the whole state has alligators. And where is that
at? Yes, it does. The whole state has alligators.
No, it doesn't.
There are more alligators per capita than people.
You don't know where the alligators are. That's what makes them so scary. You don't
know. Not even that. They know exactly where they are, and they don't know where they are. That's what makes it scary.
The alligators know where you are.
Bro, there are more alligators than people in Florida, bro. No.
Y'all are over-exaggerating this alligator.
We're not. Look it up.
Listen.
Justin, he's saying this now. Watch, in like 2 weeks, he's about to come in the group chat and be like, yo, I didn't realize there was so many fucking alligators in Florida.
Okay, like, but bro, what I'm saying is, if you see an alligator, why can't you just call animal control?
Bro, because that's not like catching a possum in your house. They don't just come and get the alligator right there. They got to figure out, A, how big is that bitch? B, how vicious is that bitch? C, how many men do we need to get this? Baby alligator, cool. You might just open the door and let that bitch go. But if you have a fucking prepubescent, preteen alligator in your kitchen, nigga, you're shutting down your house for a week. You gotta quarantine that shit. They're not just coming there with a stick getting that out of there. What the fuck? It's an alligator. Nigga. It's a dinosaur.
The problem is gonna be for me.
Dinosaur eating your poodle.
Is I'm an absolute dumbass. So I see an alligator, I'm gonna be scared as fuck at first, right? The first few alligators I see. And once I get used to them, I'm gonna start messing with them.
See?
Poking them, seeing if I can stick my hand in their mouth. And
well,
then
that's you.
You're white.
I'm just gonna get my arms off though.
Me and Dom don't think like what the fuck.
I'm gonna put my hand in its
mouth. I'm gonna be freaked out the first time. I'm gonna Once I get used to them, I'm going to start messing with them.
I don't want to get... Listen, if you have to live somewhere where you got to get... That's like saying, you know what? Niggas get robbed every other week. You just get used to it. Like, I don't want to get used to shit like that. Once you're getting used to... I don't want to get used to dinosaurs. Once you're getting used to dinosaurs, getting used to niggas robbing your car, you getting used to a real fucked up way of living that I don't want to be used to. Move me somewhere where I don't got to deal with dinosaurs or niggardry. Like, I don't want to deal with neither one of them. Like,
this dude right one here. Of those
things I want Upstate to deal New with. York.
Real quick, shout out to Rye Rye Swag 2 for the sub. But the reason I'm not even thinking about the Northeast is, honestly, I'm done with snow, bro.
Facts.
I'm done with snow. Like, yeah, the cold itself, like, being in cold weather, I honestly fuck with. I wear hoodies all the time. It, you know, justifies my fucking wardrobe.
You're not going to be able to wear hoodies all the time. You're going to be sweating your ass off down there.
I mean, Justin, you know, like, when was the last time you saw me without a hoodie, even in the summer? Let's be honest.
Bro, you were wearing a hoodie at the beach.
Hey, man, I'm insecure. Man. What you mean? But
gotta hide it all. Gotta hide it all.
I was good.
This bro, right you here? Were saying, nah, no one's seeing that, bro.
You were like, I didn't put any lotion on and I didn't get a sunburn. I was like, bro, your skin didn't see the sun. That's why.
Wait, you were literally on the beach with a hoodie?
No, he wasn't. I think he was just wearing a t-shirt. But like,
no, I'm about to when say I was B-Souls. On the beach, I took it off.
I'm about to say B-Souls. All right, now we got to have a talk.
He's not much of a swimmer. It's not that bad. He likes to be near the water, but not in it.
Yeah.
I'm more of an in the water type of dude.
I don't like taking my shirt
I'm
off.
I'm not bro. Getting no. I don't like getting in American ocean water. I don't do that.
What's wrong with American ocean water?
Shit's filthy, bro. Shit is dirty. Unless you go... This is my thing. I have to be able to at least put my feet in the water, and by the time it gets to, like, my calves, I can still see my... If I can't see my feet in the water, it's at my calves, I don't want to be in that water. That water is disgusting.
Where have you been to the beach, man? The beaches where we're from are very clean.
I don't know about very clean, but they're cleaner.
They're very clean.
We go to Massachusetts How far beach. Massachusetts yeah. beaches.
Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut. You can see your feet up past your knees in the water.
I'm cool with that. I can do that. Cool.
But it's cold. It's much colder. There's like a 6-7 week window where it's like good enough to like swim like without getting cold. And then like once you get to like August.
It's too much.
you gotta get it in that good month and a half period, or it's just too cold.
Yeah, no, but the Northeast, yeah.
But going
back to the Northeast, I'm fine with cold temperatures. It's just the snow. Like, I'm done shoveling and all. Like,
get a snowblower or plow.
Oh my god, bro! That's something I don't have to do if I'm in the South. You know what I'm saying, so I'm done with that. Also, rent prices and shit. Bro, this is literally like an anomaly situation. Yeah,
that's one thing. It doesn't snow a lot, but when it does, it's catastrophic because they are not ready.
Yeah,
I saw that some people's houses just straight up falling apart. They're not made for a foot of snow to be sitting on top of their house. Like,
yeah,
it's just collapsing.
Shout out to my people in Texas. Shout out to Wordu as well. He's in Texas.
His
power has been on and off. So even if he was on the pod, bro, I don't think he would have. I think he could be.
House is flooded.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw something today. I didn't realize how bad it was. I saw something today. Two people died because they were sitting in their car for heat and died from carbon dioxide or monoxide. One of the carbon monoxide. Things yeah. killed them. Just because they were so cold, they had to sit in their car and they just died.
How do you die from sitting in your car?
Was that car in their garage?
I was about to say, like, if you were in the garage, it might be different.
I don't know.
And if their car was in the garage,
I didn't look at
and you. They decided to do that, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying natural the brightest selection. People in the world, but that's still a big problem. It's a
natural
big problem.
Selection.
Dude, I saw this video that said, like, natural selection is done anymore. Like, it is done. Like, natural selection in humans, like, that shit doesn't exist anymore.
No, that's not true. It still exists. It's on a smaller scale.
On a smaller scale.
Humans, yeah, it's so many humans now that the fact that natural selection just happens in a way smaller margin than it would for like any other species or any other time in human history. But yeah, it still happens, like the case of people with cars in their garages just gonna sit in them all day and think, okay, like that's natural selection. Listen, like listen, that's like, hey man,
they didn't have any other choice.
Shitting me. There's a lot of other ways you could have went before sitting in a garage with a car running all goddamn day. That's okay.
Yeah, one thing I was thinking is, I mean, you don't just die right away. You probably feel like super sick.
Man, for a good I ain't been this day. Warm in a minute. I'm they feeling must have drowsy been
or something. Yeah, yeah, I don't, might, I don't yeah. know. I just saw it on Twitter. It might have even been fake, but
this dude whatever. Right here.
Well, if it wasn't natural selection,
this dude right here, bro. But I guess that's it for the podcast.
Where were we?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about the podcast, but speaking of the podcast, last episode was our last episode on YouTube. We put it up. Got a lot of comments.
Some people about were,
yeah. I honestly just want to have a conversation about it. Cause my opinions on it is different from Dom's, Justin's as well. So let's just, you know, have a healthy ass conversation. Dom, if you want to elaborate on the situation, feel free.
From my standpoint and from my monocle and what I see when I look at the situation,
well, talk about what the comments were looking for. Like, what the lookers were the comments were looking like first before.
When I looked at the comments, like the first time I looked at the comments, obviously people were disappointed, but it was the way people were going about expressing their disappointment. Like, a lot of people were saying, oh, we switched up. Oh, we sold out. Oh, man, this is why peer-to-peer and through-the-wire are just so real and true glue. And that's why they're the bar, because they never switch up. They'll stick with YouTube. And I don't think – and I feel like we literally talked thoroughly about why we were making the switch, and no one cared or listened when I seen comments like that. Like, it was comments where it's like people saying, oh, man, yep, I guess I'm not going to be listening to you guys anymore, strictly peer-to-peer now. I'm like, that type of stuff really irked my nerves. It really grinded my gears reading them type of comments. It was crazy. I can understand you being disappointed, and I can understand what you disagreeing with the process we're trying to take and the route we're taking, but to say, oh, we can't support you no more because you're not on YouTube, oh, you guys are selling out, but peer-to-peer and through the wire, true glue, that's where I'm like, all right, bro, you're fucking stupid. Like, I don't – that's just dumb. Like, that's just how I look at it. Like, you're fucking stupid. Like, I don't understand. If our whole standpoint is there's no reason for us to be on YouTube for real, it's not beneficial to us, and you say we're fake because two other podcasts, one which happens to be backed by House of Highlights, and they're being paid to be on YouTube – not getting paid from YouTube. They're being paid to be on YouTube. That's one. And the other ones are two of the biggest creators in their respective spaces, popular in the communities, both have successful foundations on their own, and they came together to put together a very successful product that's making – that they are comfortable doing YouTube, doing that. You compare us to them. We are not – nigga, I work at McDonald's. Justin, do you still work at Domino's or fucking wherever it was, Quiznos, wherever it was?
I work for DoorDash.
Shout out
Justin
DoorDash.
Justin works for DoorDash.
I'm a part-time, full-time employee, part-time DoorDash.
And I'm not a full-time creator. Like, Kenny does it full-time. Low and Agent, they do it full-time. I still got homework to do tomorrow. Like, I had homework due tonight. You know what I'm saying? So,
I have homework to do tonight.
Bro, like, this isn't, like, YouTube isn't something, at least, like, Bezos has a YouTube platform and channel, but hell, even like Bezos alone, he still isn't like sold on just, you know what, I'm a content creator full time. Fuck it. Like, he's still like, nah, I'm not there yet. Yeah. With his
not
platform,
that easy. It's not that easy.
Me and Justin don't have a platform. Like, we like YouTube isn't something we can just be like, yeah, we're just gonna post on YouTube all day, all consistently.
I don't think
of
us just how much effort it takes.
Yeah, man. Like,
it's 2 hours each episode. 2 episodes a week, plus we got to do clips, post on Instagram, keep up the Discord, the Patreon. Yeah. That's 5+ hours a week. For other podcasts, 5+ hours a week posting on YouTube and you make a few hundred bucks, that makes sense. We're doing 5-6 hours a week and posting on YouTube for free.
Pretty much. Yeah.
We're actually paying. We're paying to be on YouTube at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we. Yeah. Because we have an editor. You know. Shout out to Rudy. But yeah, we pay him. You know what I'm saying? Like starting this month. You know, we had a little trial month of, you know, just trying to see if this is the right person, if he wants to work with us. But starting this week, we have a guy that we pay, you know what I'm saying? So at this point, it just didn't make sense for us. But the thing about the YouTube that I want to address is, number one, I honestly get it, right? Like, if YouTube is your main platform and we're your main podcast and we leave, I understand if you're upset. So I don't have a problem if you're upset. That's cool. But two, we're still going to be on YouTube. Like, the Clips channel is in the description. If one of the mods put in the chat right now, the command is set to the Clips channel. Like, we're still going to post 20, 30 minute clips on there from the pods for free. There's going to be shorts as well. We post clips on Instagram. So it's not like we're not going to be on YouTube anymore. But also number three, our situation, again, like how Dom said, is different from a peer-to-peer and a through-the-wire. Number one, we're starting from scratch right now. From scratch. So there's still a lot of experimenting going on. Mind you, when we first started, we had five people on this pod. We had Tim, we had Justin, we had Dom, and we had myself, and we had Wordu. So that's five people, and now we're just down to three because of the scheduling conflicts and shit. Also, with the direction we want to make the take the pod, again, when we started off, we didn't know which platform we should focus on, how the splits would be as a group. Like, this shit is all new to us. So for the people who are upset, we're sorry. I don't want to disappoint y'all.
Yeah, we do. I feel like we're kind of coming off of assholes, like, fuck y'all for...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't stuff. Yeah, like, so,
we
like,
are sorry,
y'all were
like,
part of the journey to us, you know what I'm saying?
We have to grow.
Yeah, y'all were part of the journey. Y'all were part of the journey. We appreciate every single one of y'all. There's 3.6K subs on that channel. We appreciate every single one of y'all. But it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. We're still here. We're still giving y'all content. And this is a leap of faith, because a lot of the biggest podcasts are on YouTube. Joe Budden's on YouTube. TMG's on YouTube. Peer-to-Peer's on YouTube. Through the Wire's on YouTube. There's a lot of podcasts on YouTube. But again, y'all have to realize, Joe Budden, like, when he went to the platform, he had Pump It Up already, like, starting his podcast. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have a one-hit wonder like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry I didn't make, like, Lil Nas X's song and built a podcast off of that. TMG with Cody Ko and Noel Miller, again, they had 1 million subscribers on their own and collab, and now they can afford to do shit like that. We're starting a podcast and growing it from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different. Hopefully, again, this is something that turns out well for us. But shout out to the YouTube people. That's all I wanted to say. I didn't want to be, you know, petty about everything. But that's pretty much it. Dom, Justin, if y'all have anything else to say.
Give us a 5-star rating on podcast, whatever it is.
This dude right here, man.
Subscribe
Dom,
to the
Dom,
Patreon.
You have anything else? Anything else to say on the remote
situation? Nah, man, I got my piece off.
All right, dog. The next topic producer Wordu has for us is how have our relationships been?
With each other?
No, like, you know, women, you know what I'm saying? How's
the ladies,
you know what I'm saying? Tinder life, you know what I'm saying? How's that been for y'all, man? How's that been for y'all? Well, I'll start off to kick it off. I'm happy. I am happy. I have my girl. You know what I'm saying? Coming on 2 years in May. Huh?
Yeah, sure.
What you doing for that big anniversary? What you doing for the anniversary?
Honestly, honestly, we might go to LA. We might go to LA if things are open up. Celebrate my birthday as well. Depending if everything's open, go to Disneyland type shit. But honestly, right now we're saving for a big trip to Florida. Go to Disney World for a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? Stay there. get eaten by alligators.
Yes.
Say, no. Prepare for a big trip.
You say that move. As a joke. I swear, was it last year? I was a big news story. Some motherfuckers.
Kid like, got eaten by some alligators. Yeah, at Disney.
A kid got eaten by an alligator at Disney World.
Disney World. Yes, that happened. And niggas just went about it like a normal day. Disney World ain't get shut down because there's Disney actually World was so like, many. Oh,
that's the risk.
Bro, there are so many alligators there that it's legit signs up saying, please do not feed them because you will be eaten. Like, bro, and you want to move there? Like, no.
I can't.
Literally, you legit just said.
All right, let's get back to the Florida place. Shit, bro. Okay, the reason. Anyways. No. We're going back to Florida, all right?
Okay.
The reason I am high on Florida is because, number one, there is no state income tax, okay?
Okay.
Number one, there is no state income tax. Number two.
Is that the only state that does that?
Texas as well. I don't know any other state, but Florida and Texas are the main two that come off of my head.
Okay.
Pause. Number two, the weather, obviously Florida, sunny nice. Days, you know what I'm saying? The only thing about the heat though, is it is very humid. It's not like, there's a difference between 90 degrees in Florida and 90 degrees in Cali. The Cali one's better, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, dry heat versus humidity, yep.
Yeah, but yeah, Florida is still no snow, no state income tax. Real estate is cheap as well. On par with the Georgia.
Down there, though.
Bro, someone commented that on Twitter. I'm like, bro, I am from the Philippines, bro. Like,
that doesn't mean your house can't get wrecked.
Bro.
Don't matter where you're from.
I am from a neighborhood in the Philippines that literally floods up to the gates, dude. You see, you literally see on the news, motherfuckers having boats ready on a regular basis.
In your motherfucking living room.
Put it into perspective, in the Philippines, there are no four seasons. There's only two. Summer and monsoon season, all right? It's either hurricanes or summer. So that, the hurricane shit, bro.
How's the summer?
Y'all just aren't ready like, for that.
He said, oh, y'all American niggas worried about a little bit of flooding? I have my boat ready.
That's what I'm saying. That's like Northeast people looking at the whole Texas situation and be like, oh, that's just 4 or 5 inches of snow. Like that's what it is to me.
No, that's just 4 or 5 feet of water. 4 or 5 feet of water.
It's 4 inches of snow, but they're not prepared for it. In the north, we have plows. We have houses that are actually built for the winter.
Philippines, they have boats on standby for whenever it floods.
That's talking about Florida. Florida doesn't have standby nothing. Your house goes away. You're fucked.
So you think a state that's literally known for having hurricanes isn't prepared for hurricanes?
Oh, you are mistaken, my friend. There are people that are still struggling because of hurricanes that happened 10, 15 years ago.
Sorry, you should say better.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, that's... Still, no one has... Oh, whatever. I can't...
Sisters saving their money, man. I don't tell you. Like, 15 years, you still fucked up from shit from 15
bro,
years.
Bro, people are still fucked up from Hurricane Katrina. How long ago was that?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you're still fucked up from Hurricane Katrina, you're just.
There's a big number of people.
Natural selection.
No.
Save your money. They done sent out the Hurricane Katrina relief goddamn checks by now. Like, everyone that's been affected has you been think? Compensated to help. No, they have. Like, what? 15 years? Okay,
you're putting your trust in the U.S. government right now?
SMA. I mean, everybody shame got a stimulus
you.
Check.
Shame on you. I didn't.
Amen, I also didn't.
First of all, Bezos, we know you didn't. But LaBeouf, LaBeouf made too much money to get a stimulus check. And them DoorDash checks, man, and shit's add up, bro.
It's the right
shit, dog. What do you mean?
Nah, bro, but isn't it? Well, I'm talking about like the first. I'm talking about the first stimulus check.
I didn't get any of them.
You didn't get
my
any of them?
My parents are probably hiding them from
me. I didn't get any of them either.
Where's y'all mail going? Well, y'all
my parents'
school.
House,
that's
probably.
Yep, yeah, that's when you fucked up.
My parents were like, no,
y'all got. I'm about to say, y'all got y'all. I'm about to say, y'all stimulus just came in. It just didn't come to your address. That's what it is.
I forgot the reason why, but I didn't qualify for a stimulus check. I forgot.
I'm pretty sure you didn't qualify.
So, yeah, I forgot what the circumstances was, but I ain't gonna lie though, when that unemployment I heard about them unemployment checks. I tried. I'm like, yo, I lost this. I lost this.
I ain't never been working.
on a serious tip, though, like, when COVID hit, I did lose a really big sponsorship. And it's honestly more than a lot of people's, like, you know, like, monthly income. So I was like, I lost a shit ton of money because of this. Can I get reparations?
And what did they say?
And it America was like...
No, they told me to apply... But it's a bunch of, like, multiple choice questions on the unemployment application or whatever it is. In my situation, because I'm self-employed, like, you couldn't look up, like, oh, this is where he works type shit. So it was just, like, really – it was just complicated because I'm self-employed. It wasn't – the stimulus, the unemployment checks were not made for self-employed people. Let's just put it that way. They made it hard for self-employed people.
This man Bezos put his self-employed – his unemployment – fucking application, and they looking at, like, last place of work, none. Okay, how much did you lose? A lot.
No, it was getting to the point where I couldn't even submit an application because of how their shit is set up, mm-hmm. and it's just set up for people who worked at a certain company, lost their job, and have a set salary. Like, when they would ask me what my yearly salary is, I'm like, it depends. Like, is the NBA popping or not? You know what I'm saying? So it was the whole unemployment shit was just complicated for me.
The problem with mine, I was looking into doing that too, but the problem is that I didn't become unemployed because of COVID.
You were
I had just finished my semester, so I was looking for a job, but I didn't already have one. So if you didn't already have one before.
Yeah.
Couldn't really get the COVID relief shit.
Just
But I was like, yo, I'm literally looking for a job and can't find one. But the fact that I didn't have one while I was in class, in school, meant that I didn't qualify, which was tough. So we got hit with some tough scenes, but
I remember it was me, you, Tim, and my girl in Tim's living room just filling out unemployment forms.
And
I'm like, hey, yo, what'd you guys answer from too?
I applied to over 20 jobs and didn't get one for another month and a half after that day. And I didn't get any unemployment or anything.
This dude.
So it was a tough scene for your boy. But
yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's why I'm choosing Florida.
All I'm saying is everything you name about Florida can work for Texas as well. You just subtract the dinosaurs.
All I'm saying is I'm a homebody, it's good weather, it's cheap, and I can go to Disney if I want to. That's all it comes down to.
I've never been to Disney, but I was actually thinking, where am I going to live? Because the jobs I'm in the field for, are a lot of them are going remote, so I can basically go where I want after college.
South Dakota, bro. Fuck North Dakota.
Justin, okay, if your job does not depend on the location of the job, go to the cheapest state possible. The margins on how much profit you'll make would be crazy. Because put in perspective, like, if an entry level software engineer in California, right, they make 100K.
I don't want to live in California.
No. This is just an example. In Cali, entry-level software engineer, they make 100K, but rent and everything, like all the expenses in Cali, it's
200K.
let's just say hypothetically it's 60K a year, right? But put it in let's say Atlanta, the same software engineer is gonna make 80K, and the expenses are, again, the ratio is still the same. However much it is, but let's say. Yeah. Justin, you get a remote job from a company in Cali that's going to be willing to pay you 100K, but you're still in Georgia where that, you know what I'm saying?
You played.
That's what I'm saying. The standard of living is still low. So the amount of money you'll make is actually so much if you go, depending on the state you live in.
Actually, one thing that I do know is my dad actually will... Bezos knows this, but we lived in Mass, but my dad actually worked in Rhode Island, and it does matter where the company is located, because he had to pay Rhode Island income taxes, since technically he made his money in Rhode Island, even though he didn't live there. So even if it is a company in California, I'm gonna have to pay those California income taxes. Which,
oh shit, that's
if I know one thing about California, it's that they don't know how to do basically anything about government.
No, the big point is like rent though, like rent in Cali compared to rent in like North Carolina, Georgia, or whatever.
And I'm not even, a lavish guy.
Yeah, you might pay the same or some shit, but you'll get way more for your money in the South if you go that route.
Yeah,
facts.
But you know, just business things. You know what I'm saying? We a bunch of young entrepreneurs out here. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's more than basketball over here, man. But yo, man, how the girls been, bro?
If you're staying inside, why does the weather matter, bro? He's not gonna stay inside his entire life. He never leaves.
Never goes outside. Just
He's still gotta get food. But go to the store.
If you're in a state where there's a shit ton of snow, like even if you just want to grab groceries, you're gonna have to shovel just to drive 5 minutes down the street. That's why I don't fuck with snow.
Yeah, even if you're not going to grab groceries that day, you still have to shovel that day because if you wait, it'll be ice the next day.
Yeah,
you
are not getting out. That's what I'm saying.
You were stuck.
I just want to be lazy in peace, bro.
The first snowstorm we had here, we didn't shovel it. We just drove over it because it was like 3-4 inches. We were like, whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's just a layer of ice at the bottom of the snow. We kind of fucked ourselves. And it's not going to go away until the spring.
That's what I'm saying.
So lesson learned.
That's one thing I definitely don't miss about the Northeast is that snow. Like, people down south, y'all don't understand. Like, y'all, like, down here we're used to when it snows, like, all right, by the half the day, that shit's gone. Up there, my nigga, if it snows in February, that shit is there until August. It is the same snow. Like, when
that shit is nasty.
New York, I was like,
and
oh,
it just
shit.
Gets rock hard.
It gets rock hard and dirty as shit. So in February, that shit is like not even like the entire half of February is a bunch of white snow just piled up everywhere.
Yeah,
nigga, March, May, it is legit disgusting dirt ice grind.
That shit is
everywhere.
Disgusting to look at too, and just, it fucks up your shoes. I hate
your car.
Snow, right?
Fucks up your car.
Oh my god, bro. Snow is not it.
I don't like snow either.
Like, I if it's 20 degrees it's out pretty. With no snow, cool. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with weather like that, but god damn.
I don't even like the cold. I don't like the cold or the snow. I need to move south. I've never been south. The farthest south I've been, I think, is Washington, D.C., which I don't even think that's considered the south, is it?
Like, living in or just, like, in general?
Like, existing in. Like, as far as I've been.
He stepped in Washington, D.C. and walked out.
I went to the zoo. There was, like, monkeys and shit.
You went to the zoo, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, the farthest south I've lived is, I think, Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass?
Is the farthest south I live.
Mine's Pennsylvania, bro. We used to live in an apartment, like, really close to Hershey Park. I'm saying.
Bro, you lived in the Philippines. What do you mean? That's as south as it gets.
Oh my
bro,
god!
It's like at the equator.
Oh my god! All right, you got me there.
Don't give me that. Didn't you live in North Carolina? Didn't you live in North Carolina for a little bit?
I mean, I go there for vacations because my fam moved there, but I don't live there.
Actually, I think I did go to North Carolina when I was real, real young. I went to the beach once, but
that's a bad beach. That's a dirty beach. I can tell you that much. That
it's a really well-known beach. I can't remember the name.
Myrtle Beach. If you came down to Carolina, you went to Myrtle Beach. That's Myrtle just beach disgusting. When you, as soon as you put your foot in the water, it disappears. That's just disgusting.
I don't remember it. I was like 4, but
and they'd be like kids playing in that water with their mouths. Oh God! Oh Jesus!
This man hates the ocean,
bro. Ever since I went to the Bahamas, bro, the Bahamas fucked my mind up when it came to beaches, bro. Fuck that. Fuck these American ass waters. If I can't see my foot, by the time it gets, like, if the water gets to my calves, the top of my calves, and I got big-ass legs, my nigga. So if the water gets up there and I can't see my foot, I don't want to be in it. That water's disgusting. Went to the Bahamas. I was literally in that bitch nipple deep. I could see my feet. I'm like, bruh, I'm never getting American waters, bro.
That's true. Yo, this man CMV said, Justin, come down to Atlanta and I'll indoctrinate you into the Magic City life. That's crazy.
The Magic City?
You don't know what Magic City is? Isn't that a...
Don't do it.
That's a strip club, right? I'm just... Okay, just making sure.
That's the one. That's where Lua got the wings, right?
No, that's the bubble. That was in Atlantic City. Wait, wasn't it Magic City in Atlantic City? Wrong city. I don't know.
This dude right here.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Cardiac said, if you want a party feel nightlife in just a big ass community, Atlanta. That's true. No, that's also why
I've had enough of parties. I am.
Just you don't fuck with parties anymore.
Bro, you go to college.
I'll change you.
You go, literally any college. Freshman year will ruin parties for the rest of your life.
That's a fact, bro. Oh my god, bro.
If you're not used to partying, yeah. If you're not a party person,
if you go from like fuck it up, your biggest party is like prom night with 20 people, and then you go to like a school and you just go to party after party every weekend, hundreds of people.
That shit gets so annoying, dude.
Just sweat.
I'm saying it's
people,
sweat. It'd be hot as a bitch. Oh my, I did not miss it. That's something they don't tell you. You know
the basements, bro. Oh my god,
the basements. They don't. And the walls are just coated in sweat.
I don't know about that, but they don't tell you. Like when you're looking at like videos of motherfuckers and parties turning up, A, you don't smell the video. B, you don't feel how hot that shit is.
Yep.
So that shit is a lie.
That's a fact, bro.
That motherfucker thinking like, oh man. You be in that motherfucker thinking like, oh, we about to turn up all night? No, bro. You be in that motherfucker like, bro, my shirt is sticking to my skin, and if this nigga bumps me one more time, bro, I'm RKOing him and his girl through the table. Like, this shit is not fun, bro.
Literally every party I've gone to, I've had to, kid you not, wear a headband because of how fucking hot it is in the basement, bro. It's just crazy, bro, like, oh my god, them basements is wild, bro. So you don't fuck with party anymore?
No, I just get bored. I mean, it's the same shit over and over, and like I've no, like, it's like fun while you're there for a little while, and then it's just like after you do it so much, you're like, I'm just wasting my time going to a party, standing there.
That's true.
With a bunch of random motherfuckers I don't even like, and then going home, falling asleep at 5 a.m. like. And just being exhausted and wasting my whole weekend. Like,
yeah.
I wanna,
and then the Uber rides are expensive too.
It's so much money. I'd rather just do fun stuff with my homies.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
a
fact.
Big party guy.
Nigga, my college, the last party I went to when I was in college, we was going to, it was a fucking secondhand party at that. Because we was going to a venue for a party, right? So we're taking an Uber there. We're like six deep. We get all the way there. We're like 5 minutes late to this party. We get there. One, the line is lined up all the way around the block. So we're pulling up from around the block, and we're just like, damn, there's a lot of people on this street. Oh, man, pretty active night. And we're getting closer to the venue. I'm like, oh, man, these niggas look pretty familiar. Oh, they're waiting to get in the building. Oh. And then the car stops. As we get out, we hear everyone being rushed out of the building. We're like, what the fuck? So happens someone shooting inside the fucking building, and they shut down the goddamn party. Mind you, we drove 10 minutes in the Uber just to get there, just for it to be shut down when we got there, take us back to campus, and now niggas are scrambling to find whatever local party you can find. I hate college. College is a scam.
Bro, if you showed up to a party and there was a shooting, I would not want to go to another party that same night. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm just going
to see, that's how dumb we were. We were like, nah, nigga, I got dressed to go out. I'm going
That's a
out.
Sign from God, bro. You got to just stay home.
I went to a HBCU and ended up going to one of the only, because you know, like, white people can go to HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
It was technically the football team's like fucking team house or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've never seen so many white people at that. Like, I didn't even know there was that many white people at that school. And they was in that motherfucker. I swear to God, it was a toga party. It was like seven white dudes.
Oh, white people love their toga parties.
And togas, yeah. Drinking beer. Like, what was it? Blue Mountain State. If anyone's seen Blue Mountain State, it was legit like Blue Mountain State. Like, that is the most accurate I've ever seen any party being to, like, Blue Mountain State. And I love Blue Mountain State. So I was in that bitch. One, I don't drink beers. But they were selling, like, dollar beers. One, biggest scam in the world. Who the fuck drinks beers? That's disgusting. But yeah. I bought five of them and just gave them to people that I was there with because I don't drink them shit, but I want everybody to have a good time thinking, oh yeah, this one beer is going to get you drunk. Fucking scam. Had about like eight more. Fucking stupid. But it was a great time though. Motherfuckers got hella fucked up. The DJ was cool. It wasn't as hot because, again, it's white people, not black people. So I wasn't getting bumped. It was pretty good vibe.
The thing about Northeast parties, too, is especially since most of them are, like, in the fall semester and the winter, like, you have to be dressed to not sweat your ass off inside the house. But then as soon as you go outside, bro, that sweat freezes up really quick, bro. I'm about to say, bro, that shit is tough. That shit is tough, bro.
You can't, like, bring a jacket. Where are you going to put it? It's going to get stolen, or you're just going to forget it. So you got to go there in a t-shirt and just...
Yeah,
like, when you're outside waiting for Uber.
Yeah, you just gotta jump up. Yeah, you just gotta tough it out. I'm like, bro, this is ass, bro. So to me, we're partying, like, I'd rather chill with people I'm genuinely familiar with, just have cool ass conversations and, you know, just kick it. I don't need to be around 200 people at the same time. Like, bro, fuck out of here. Dude.
Especially dudes I don't know.
Bro,
That's what I'm saying.
Freshman Souls was a legend. I don't care what nobody says. Freshman Souls was a different breed, bro.
I'm not gonna, that was also my photography prime, bro. Like, the pictures I'd be putting on Instagram, bro. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I would go on my Snapchat at, like, 10 o'clock at night. This man is in bed, eyes red as my fucking hoodie. In the bed singing Keisha Cole. I'm like, yo, he's so blitz. I'm like, yo, he's blitz. Yo. I'm like, mind you, I just got done scrolling through the goddamn movie word you post on his Snapchat story. So like 3 hour long Snapchat.
Yeah.
So I just get done doing this just to go to B Social. I'm like, all right, cool. And it's just him in bed just singing Keisha Cole high as hell. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking hilarious.
Bro, I remember when Thank You Next came out, bro. I was baked as fuck.
You love that song, bro.
And then I turned around to my room and I'm like, yo, hey, yo, you fucking this song? He's like, yeah, bro, I'm fucking this song. I'm like, yeah, you better touch.
That's a great song.
Oh my God, bro.
Music is just so much better when you're under the influence to me, but I have not been under that influence in a long time, so. Dom's disappointing me right now. He's literally shaking his head, bro.
I've never been under the influence of anything, so I'm 20.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Justin.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this. Anyway.
This dude right here, bro. Honestly, the thing with me, with the green shit, you know what I mean? It just makes me so...
Oh, my God.
To me, it just makes me so unproductive, bro. Like, it's insane, dude.
It just relaxes you too much that you just... Couch locked.
Like, I'm already lazy as... Like, right now, without me doing anything, I'm already lazy as it is, bro.
No, you're not. No. You don't know.
Justin's like, oh, you think you're lazy?
I have had some of the laziest eras of my existence in college. Freshman year... Like, freshman year for anybody is tough because...
Yeah.
Especially if you've lived with, like, your parents and your family your whole life, and all of a sudden you move far away, it's like, yo, I can do anything. And then you end up doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing productive at all.
I can do anything in the world and I choose to do nothing. For once in my life, I can actually just do nothing.
That's wild.
And my grades reflected that.
I can do nothing and lie about it and get away with it.
Yeah. I didn't have to lie about it. Fuck it. I'm doing nothing.
This
I'm doing
right anything. No, but to me, yeah, it just made me really lazy. And also, bro, that's an expensive ass hobby. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you enjoy it,
especially since I started, like when I started, and I still don't know much at this point. Like, I don't know what a good price was. I also never smoke, like the actual nut. Like, I was an oil dude. So,
like, the
them carts are like 40 a piece.
The carts are dangerous.
Yeah,
them
cars are like 40 a piece. And I was like, bro, I'm spending $40 every 2 weeks plus the battery. I'm like, yo, what am I doing?
He said $40 every 2 weeks. Yeah, you weren't getting raped upside
you think
the head,
that's so. A lot.
I'm about to say, you think $40 every 2 weeks?
You'd be surprised. Oh. But yeah, I mean, if you really like it, the money's worth it. It is.
Hey, man.
I mean, it's literally addicting, so, you know. the Sudan, bro. All right, bro. Chill.
Shout out Rick and Morty.
I don't know if it's against
TV. Another thing is a lot of people with like anxiety problems like get super bugged from when they do it. Like they think they're going to get in trouble or I don't know what it is, but they just freak
out. That is
like,
that as well. Like the summer after my freshman year, like when I was at home, I just had no one to buy it off of. And two, I just didn't want to risk like being caught and shit. So I was like,
I'm singing Keish Cole, your mom comes in.
Yeah, I'm about to say I'm good. Like I'm not. No,
we're good.
Yeah, we're
sober
good.
Sober life gang.
Yeah, we sober now, but it is what it is.
Legal? Is it legal in Georgia or Florida? Do you know?
I think it's legal in Florida.
Yeah, I think it's legal in Florida.
Florida, but there's alligators. Okay,
facts.
So this probably I can't.
Facts. Probably get eaten going to get it. Be like, oh yeah, my guy's outside. Go outside. Yo, where did Dom go? Seeing the news, Florida man attacked by 3 alligators trying to buy narcotics. Like, yeah, nah, can't do it.
High ass Florida man eaten by 3 alligators.
Let's do it right here.
His last words, oh shit, I thought it was a puppy.
Gold just said, so that's the reason you high on Florida. I hate you.
Enough.
Okay. Oh, wow.
This dude right here. Anyways, this conversation started with me bringing up the topic producer Wordy brought up about our relationships. I said mine was good. How about y'all, man? The search for love. The search for love.
Oh. Go ahead, Justin. You're a happily related guy in a happy relationship. Go ahead, bro.
I started talking to this girl right around the same time we started this podcast.
Mm.
And yeah, it's going, you know?
Mm.
What?
All right.
You know? I don't know. I don't have anything to say.
Look at Dom's face.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
You know?
What? I hate Dom, bro.
Dom, what did I do?
What do you have to say?
Dom, you're trolling right now. What is that face for, bro? What is that face?
What face?
Mm-hmm. I know that face.
Looking.
Mm-hmm.
I know that face.
I'm just... What face?
You can't use What's that face on Wordle anymore, dude. So you gotta... I know that face.
What face?
That face
this
you
is
give
just my
when,
face.
That face you give when you have something to say, but you're not gonna say it.
What?
I know you.
Yes.
I know
Stop
your face.
Capping, bro. Stop your capping, bro.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I ain't got shit to say. Hey, man. I'm happy you're happy, bro. As long as you're happy,
I'm
bro.
Happy. I'm doing good. I'm vibing.
There we go.
I don't have any stories. I don't have any stories, but...
Until you're 21.
No.
He about to say yeah for a second. He's like, yeah. 12-21.
I feel like stories a lot more fun to tell when you're single because you can just talk complete trash about everyone. But no, nah, I would never talk trash. Now, if we want to go into ex-girlfriends, I got some trash.
Do we? Yeah,
Justin's a different
It's
dude.
Crazy because it's not even like Justin's some random dude I don't know who his ex is. Like, I actually know this person.
He knows me. He knows
we'll save it for the Patreon episode, bro. About that? We'll save it for the Patreon
it's an exclusive,
episode.
Bro. I got some stories, bro. Life changing stories.
That's crazy. All right, Dom, I guess it's your turn, bro.
As of now, single as a Pringle. So anybody out there with moms or sisters, I'm taking applications for moms or sisters. And I guess during the duration of the pod, I was in a relationship and then that ended. And then I had like a brief little fling, relationship and then that ended. And then I became a hoe again. And then I got like bored of the whole life because like sometimes you just pull a Jordan, bro. You retire early, you come back, think you miss it, and you retire again because you didn't really miss it. Like, nah, man.
I didn't miss this whole life. Something like that too.
So, Don, you're at the point where you want to settle down? Is that?
It's not
man,
the
look,
same.
Man, we all want to be loved, man. That's all we want. I'm ready to settle down, you know, chase these bags with a little bag next to me.
It's better when it's intimate is all he's saying.
Yeah, it's better when I love her, you know? It's better when there's love involved. Being at 3 a.m. call ain't fun like that no more.
So is there a general problem you're seeing with these women, or is it a self-admitted problem type shit?
No.
Could it be you?
These bitches ain't shit. That's the problem.
Let me stop.
Obviously, I am not perfect individual. But in my defense, I check off a lot of boxes a lot of niggas don't check off. And on top of that, these bitches ain't shit. So you mix those factors together, and you just get a bad concoction half the time. Like, obviously, there's some down-to-earth females out there I'm cool with. Shout out to my ladies, man. Damo love the ladies. But a lot of you bitches ain't shit. And I just got to reedify that. Because women like to say men ain't shit a lot, but we don't ever get to have the women ain't shit talk. Because women ain't shit sometimes.
Is there a certain quality that you've just noticed in general? Or is it just like...
That makes them not shit?
Is there a repeating factor that you've been noticing?
Indecisiveness. Indecisive females tend to be not shit the most. That's some...
Like, about what? About what? Where food? To eat? Yeah, what is that?
Me and Justin both went to food, yo. That's
Jesus why. Christ, no. They just think I'm sitting around.
I really wanted to go to Chick-fil-A today, but she wanted to go to Bojangles, man.
Bro, it's not even that. It's where do you want to eat? Oh, I don't care. How about here? Nah. How about here? Nah. Bro, you say you don't care. You See, do.
It's that, but on a way bigger scale where it's like, all right, my thing with indecisiveness is that, but it's also like, all right, we're adults. So I understand, you know, if I'm single, you're single. You know, you live your life. You're an adult. You do what adults do in your free time. You're entitled to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. See where this is going.
My thing is, just be decisive if that's what you want to do, if you want to have that type of relationship with me, or if you want an actual relationship. The thing that I'm starting to figure out about a lot of females is they don't know what they want. They want the freedom to do what they want to do so they can still feel independent. But at the same time, they want a guy that they can call just theirs. That's not out here fucking nobody else that other women don't have access to. That's just their little fucking pocket dick whenever they want it. Like, so, it's that weird-ass grace.
So what you're saying is
they're taking your dick for granted. They want to be
a hoe, but they don't want you to be a hoe. And you're not.
Man, look. You hit the nail right on the goddamn head. That's something I'm realizing. Women want to be sneaky hoes, but want you to be loyal. And I'm like, bitch, I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, nah.
Disrespect.
I'm saying if you right. being a hoe, I'm being a hoe.
Facts. I'm giving you the energy you give me, man. Like, no, look,
so hoe, Dom, are you? What are your thoughts on open relationships then?
Open relationships.
Y'all can both be hoes.
For me, or in general.
For you.
For me, it don't work if she... open relationships don't work for me if she wants another dick. Like, if you want to sleep with other women, cool.
Well, that's not an open relationship, then.
As long as I'm there.
No, not as long as I'm there. Like, if you want to have, like, three little girlfriends on the side, okay, cool. But as soon as another dick is brought into the equation, that's where I draw the line. Because, God forbid, just... I wake up one morning, I decide I want to give you some head, and now I'm just... Bitch, is that Jamarcus? Bitch, why your pussy tastes like Jamarcus?
Jamarcus!
How you know what Jamarcus tastes like?
Nah, man.
I'm about to say Justin.
By the way, that's Jamarcus.
That's Jamarcus right there.
I know that flavor anyway.
His dog goes, that's Jamarcus. Dom, you're gay, bro. You're gay, yo.
Oh my god, bro. Oh my god, bro. Shout out Zach Fox, bro. Shout out Zach Fox. Oh man, that shit's funny, bro. Oh my god.
I'm gonna take my jacket off.
Bro, say, yo, that's the wildest shit I've ever heard, bro. Imagine eating her out and tasting someone else's dick.
Bro, like, you just down there and you just...
Steve?
Bitch, is that Steve? Like, nah, man. I can't do it. So open relationship don't work for me for that very reason. Like, if it's just her trying to go pursue...
Just because you don't want to taste it?
Because females is trifling. They fucking around, forget the shower from the previous night. Jamarcus done snuck her in the car at 3 a.m. for a quick ride.
Why Jamarcus, bro? What? Was it the first thing that...
That's because this is based off true events. That's why. This is based off true...
You just listed off the most black name you could think of, bro. Jamarcus.
Like, bro, nah, man.
Yeah, bro, so the most black name to the most white name, Steve.
And then he goes right to Steve.
Oh my
Dom,
god.
You're nasty, yo. You're dumb and nasty. You're nasty.
You went from Jamarcus to Steve in 30 seconds. Bro,
the range. The range.
Oh man. Somebody gotta clip that, bro. Somebody gotta clip that. Send it to me.
Holy shit, man. Bro. Justin, what do you think about open relationships? Right,
so y'all just
bro?
Don't want to. You just don't want to taste any dude's dick.
Yeah, I ain't trying to taste no dicks, man.
You know it's what? It's reasonable, long. Dom. I understand.
I'm like,
you know what? If you put it that way, I'm like, I don't want no Jamarcus taste in my mouth, bro.
I know for a fact I'm not interested, but if I say that straight away, hey, I'm not interested in an open mojo, then it's understood.
Mm. Put it on record, I'm not. I don't like. At least for me, I'm not fucking with open relationships as well. But
yeah, man, you ain't trying to take some dicks. I feel it. I don't think anybody's trying to take some dick.
Big facts.
That wasn't even my number one concern when we first brought up this topic, but now that you brought it up, it's my number one concern now. It is.
He was like, at first, I wasn't even thinking about taking dicks, but now
that's... Wait, I wasn't even thinking about that. Wait. Yeah.
But now that you say it, like, that's the first thing I'm thinking about now.
Now that's the first thing I'm always going to think about.
Yo, Samit said, don't knock it till you try it. You're wild, bro. You're wild.
I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to... There are some things you can knock before you try, and that's...
He said, "There's everything's I'm gonna knock before I try."
There's some it's been knocked.
Like, if that is one of the things that's been knocked, I know I'm not gonna like it.
That's true.
It's been knocked. True. Certified knocked.
Certified knocked, bro. Certified knocked.
It's like pineapple and pizza. I don't need to try it to know I don't like it.
You know the thing about pineapple and pizza? That's how like that's been my family's go-to order since I was a kid. And I've always hated it.
So you didn't even know it was weird? Oh, you did.
I've always hated it. I'm like, yo, why is a sweet ass fruit on my pizza?
Right.
But then they were just like, it was the regular. Can I get Hawaiian pizza?
Topping.
I'm like, why?
There's no other topping on pizza that's sweet.
That's what I'm saying.
Why? I don't get it.
Fucking Hawaiian.
I mean, if someone really bought me a Hawaiian pizza and gave it to me, I would eat it. Do Hawaiians actually eat Hawaiian pizza or is it just Hawaiian ingredients?
I
think it's just the fact that it's a pineapple.
Dom just attacked Hawaiians.
Hawaiians
in general.
Love that pizza.
It's fucking Hawaiians, bro. I don't know what to say.
Fucking
bro.
Hawaiians.
Holy shit,
over
bro.
Here with the fucking pizza.
Fellow
bro.
Pacific Islanders, you know.
The Pacific Islanders, bro. Hey, real quick to our three $10 patrons. If y'all want to do the Q&A after this stream, just go to the Q&A. You know what I'm saying? We'll pull you through, chat with y'all a little bit. But holy shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This pod is honestly one of my favorite ones. I ain't gonna lie.
We have
like
not mentioned basketball once today.
We have not mentioned basketball once, and this has been one of the most entertained I've been on the pod, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, man.
We should do this more.
We are gonna do this more.
I'm about to say, bro.
Oh, man.
There is more to us basketball dudes than just basketball. That's also one of the main. That's also one of my main goals with the pod, bro. I'm like, yo, I don't think about true shooting percentage every single second of the day.
I promise you, assist to turnover rating is not the only thing I want to talk about.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my locks, my Google Chrome homepage isn't basketball reference, dude. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Kumabu said I missed the whole pod. It's all right. You can check it out on audios. Or go to the Patreon. Facts. Or check it out here. Check out the VODs, yeah, bro.
I'm pretty sure it stays here for 2 weeks.
Or if you want to go on YouTube, there's the clip channel as well. But honestly, if y'all y'all want to close out the pod,
you wrap it up like a condom, man.
Wrap it up like a condom.
GG's, everyone. We'll be back.
Yeah, we're not leaving here. Yeah. We're not gonna leave here.
I don't even know. I've lost my mental.
Just I've had a long day. We're talking about tasting dicks, man. I'm ready to go. Just like, we're talking about tasting dicks, right? We gotta wrap this up.
I have so much to think about.
Just ain't gonna eat pussy the same ever again. This dude's gonna do A/B tests, bro, every time. Like,
That man Justin done been asked about a relationship within the last 48 hours, and this just did not help the case.
This dude right here, bro. Dom, go ahead and do your outros, bro. Go ahead and do your outros.
Man, it's been your mom's favorite midnight snack again. I'm single as a Pringle.
Hey.
Moms and sisters, hit moms me up, man. Sisters. Follow me. Follow me on Twitter at DomChurch1. Follow me on Snapchat at DomChurch. Follow me on Twitter, YoungDomo33. Follow me on Twitch at DomChurch42. That's my Twitch. Yeah. Damn, I'm tripping.
You gotta change your names, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Don't put numbers in there anymore, bro. It's just so hard to promote.
It's
dead ass. See if you can just do Domzo. I'm being dead ass. I don't think, bro, that's taken. Domzo.
There's so many Justin Blakes in this world. My IG is Justin Blake 144.
This dude right here. Yeah, but to close out the pod, thank y'all first, thank you to CMB for the, you know, Shot Clock Cheese gifted sub. Shout out to our $10 plus tier patrons, Jason, Cool Bro, and Jay Bird. Also, shout out to CMB as well, you know what I'm saying? He's a $5 tier, but he's the best one out there, you know what I'm saying? leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Check us out on Spotify. Check out the Clips channel. Y'all know where to find us. We will be back on Sunday, and we are out. Peace. Shout out to Jamarcus.
Jamarcus.